This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Iranian and Palestinian officials called for Wednesday's gathering of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation in the Saudi coastal city of Jeddah, saying the body needed to respond to the killing of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran.
The assassination of Sheikh Ismail Haniyeh will not quell the Palestinian cause. Rather, it amplifies it, underscoring the urgency for justice and human rights for the Palestinian people.
The comments from Gambian Foreign Minister Mamadou Tangara came as a senior Iranian official said during the same meeting that the Islamic Republic would need to defend itself from Israel, which it blames for Haniyeh's death.
This heinous act serves only to escalate the existing tensions, potentially leading to a wider conflict that could engulf the entire region.
Israel has not commented on Haniyeh's death, which Iran has vowed to avenge, putting the region on edge. British police brace for further violent racist attacks on Wednesday evening, with the government pledging swift action to punish anyone stoking disorder. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
British police are gearing up for another night of violence amid concerns far-right groups plan to target as many as 30 locations on Wednesday, following a week of rioting and disorder. Authorities are mobilizing about 6,000 specially trained officers to respond to the unrest. And London's Metropolitan Police Service adds it would do everything in its power to protect the capital. Many UK cities and towns have been racked by violence for the past week as angry mobs egged on by far-right extremists and influencers have clashed with police and counter-demonstrators. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For additional stories 24 hours a day,